Today is May 23rd, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment. Southern cedar transshipped at port for Orient, marking the first use of the Grace Harbor Port Terminal as a transshipping point and presaging the day when the port will be extensively used for transferring cargoes from one vessel to another. The steam schooner Hornet started to unload a cargo of 40,000 feet of Port Orford cedar at the docks yesterday. The lumber came from Crescent City, California, and is to be reshipped to the Orient. The arrival of the Hornet recalled to Hoquiam businessmen the action of the Hoquiam Commercial Club last year in favoring the creation of free ports, which products could be brought from foreign ports for reshipment without necessity of paying duty. Such trips as the Hornet made are not affected by such legislation, of course, since no tariff exists on the shipment made from California. In other news, electric welder nearly blinds. Partially blinded by the rays of a new electric arc welder with whose operation they were not familiar, A.J. Max and G. Cass were brought in from Carlisle Pennell Company's camp near Carlisle Monday afternoon. Both men are at the Hoquiam General Hospital having their eyes treated. Injury to his hip was the cause of Ole Jacobson making a trip to the hospital from Carlisle the same day. The injury is not serious, doctors said. In other news, freshman class junior high to be record one. Estimates of attendance in Hoquiam schools next fall, based on the announced intention of 8th grade pupils to take advanced work, indicate that the freshman class will be 25% greater than the class last fall. H.C. Krumpacker, superintendent of schools, stated yesterday, "The increased size of the freshman class will probably increase the total high school registration, although a record class of 68 will receive diplomas at the graduation exercises June 8th. Total enrollment for the year just closing shows more than a 10% increase over the year 1921-22, 2,880 having been on the rolls compared with 2,070 the previous year. Total attendance during the first five periods was 219,716 days compared with 267,565 days in the corresponding time the previous year. The difference in total attendance will mean approximately $5,000 more state apportionment to the Hoquiam School District, the apportionment being based directly on attendance. Of the 210 total increase in enrollment, 152 were high school students. The high school enrollment of 510 represented a 12% increase over 1921-22. And finally, Mount Baldy will be objective of club on May 30th. Olympians have planned a trip to Mount Baldy region, 5 miles north of Lake Quinault, for Memorial Day, May 30th. Harriet Aronson, secretary, announces. She adds that those who enjoy a touch of high life will climb the mountain. The view from the summit is magnificent, while the climb is only about 4,000 feet. It is uphill all the way and steep. There are plenty of interesting trips for those who do not want to make the climb. The party will go in a city transfer, big red truck. It will call for the Aberdeen Olympians at the Community Service Building, Wishgaw and I Streets at 5:30 a.m., and the Hoquiam crowd at the high school gymnasium at 6 o'clock, which records another advantage in living in Hoquiam, a half hour more to sleep. Montesano Olympians will have to be either at the Aberdeen or Hoquiam stations. Each Olympian is to carry lunch sufficient for himself and will have to meet his share of a $25 transportation charge. Members are to notify the secretary before May 28th. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on May 23, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a hot pepper red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of a red car raffle. The Polson Museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.